This is Unpacking It, presented by Charlotte Dentistry.
I want to make sure I don't miss a moment to have impact. And the only way to do that, in my mind, is to live the way Jesus inspired us to live, and that's to be extraordinary, to be different, to stand out by doing what he's called us to do in every area of our life.
For the next 30 minutes, we will unpack sports, faith, and life with intriguing guests.
You don't know what God has in store for you. You know, you can't put limits on it, and you can't doubt it. You can't have fear. You just put your head down, and you know he's got a plan, and then you look up, and you just go, man, he did. He had me the whole time, and I'm just going to keep working for him.
We hope you'll be inspired, challenged, and encouraged by conversations about the personal side of sports.
And that's what my parents taught me, and if anything, I owe that humility to them because they brought us up the right way.
Now, from his mic to your ears, this is Bryce Johnson.
Welcome to Unpacking It, presented by Charlotte Dentistry on 730 The Game, ESPN Charlotte. I'm Bryce Johnson in the Ignite Health Studios. I hope you're doing great today. Thank you so much for joining us as we unpack sports, faith, and life with intriguing guests from the sports and entertainment world. Today on the show, we will be joined by Chris Maragos from the Philadelphia Eagles. You can check out our website, unpackingit.com. There you'll find all of our previous guest interviews. And you can also keep up with the show on social media. And you can email me, bryce@unpackingit.com. Later on the show, we will do a segment called Unpack This. And this is the radio version of our weekday email devotional blog that you can sign up for on unpackingit.com. We take a current sports story and relate it to our own lives while also looking at what the Bible says as well. We've got just an awesome event coming up on February 3rd. So this coming Saturday at Steel Creek Church, it's called the Super Saturday Man Breakfast. So breakfast starts at 7:30, and then at 9, we've got a program where I'm going to be interviewing former NFL players Leon Washington, Ravel Martin, Pete Metzelaars, and we'll have sports trivia and prizes and just a really fun morning of food, fellowship, faith, and football. And so I hope that you'll join us. You can go to unpackingit.com/Super Saturday to register, unpackingit.com/Super Saturday. I want to thank our presenting sponsor, Charlotte Dentistry. They've been serving the Charlotte area since 1977, and they have general dentistry for your entire family, which includes teeth cleaning, cosmetic dentistry, and teeth whitening. They're conveniently located near Uptown Charlotte, and you can visit their website, charlottedentistry.com. But right now, let's jump into our interview. Our guest today is a safety and special teams ace for the Philadelphia Eagles. Before joining the Eagles, he was a member of the Seattle Seahawks from 2011 to 2013, where he won a Super Bowl. He's a husband and a father of three. I'm excited to welcome Chris Maragos back on Unpacking It to talk about the upcoming Super Bowl, faith, and life. Chris, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
It's good to be here, Bryce. Appreciate you having me on.
Man, we're psyched to catch up with you, and I know it's a wild time for you and the Eagles as you guys prepare for Super Bowl week. But what has it been like just kind of for the team as you guys have realized, man, we're going to the Super Bowl?
Oh, you know, it's exciting. You know, I mean, these are exciting times, you know, for the city of Philadelphia. The last time they were in the Super Bowl was 2004, and so you know, to have this type of opportunity to go and play and to have an opportunity to win a Super Bowl is just really exciting for everybody, and everybody's really pumped up for the opportunity.
And of course, the big storyline with the Eagles, which in many ways is surprising because here's a 13-3 team, number one team in the NFC, home field advantage, yep. yet you guys have been the underdog. So what is your kind of thought process and perspective been just in kind of seeing the team embrace that label and just the fact that you guys have been considered underdogs?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, people just thought that just because Carson Wentz goes down, that you don't have a good team around him. And, you know, obviously Carson's a tremendous player and a huge, you know, reason why we are as good as we are this year. But, you know, we have so many great players around it and you know, really is, you know, something that gives us the opportunity to go and compete every game. And so, you know, for us, you know, we just always felt that, you know, no matter what happens, you know, we can compete with anybody and we're going to keep moving forward. And our season's not lost because we lost him, which, you know, obviously we'd love to have him, but, you know, we know that's just the unfortunate circumstances. So, you know, guys are confident going into, you know, these games. And obviously you see, you know, how well our team has played and how well we're doing.
Well, was it one of those things like when Wentz went down and to go along with other injuries and which we're going to get into your kind of situation as well, but did the team, was that something that the coaches had to continue to hammer home, or was this team so solidified that it was just kind of understood, yeah, we're good. Like we're fine. This team's solid. What was kind of that dynamic like just as guys were getting injured and going on IR?
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, you hate to lose anybody, but you understand that's part of the game. You know, we signed up and played this game and, you know, understand the risks that are involved and, you know, the possibilities that could happen, you know, as a player. And so, but, you know, as a team, I think, you know, it just speaks volumes to why this team has been so good, because we have been able to work through so much adversity. So, you know, everybody's counting us out and having us as underdogs, but I'm like, dude, we've been overcoming adversity all year long. You know, you can't count out a team that does that, or people who do that. You know, they're going to find ways to do things and win and get through it. So that's what our guys have been able to do, and it's been really fun to watch.
Yeah, no, it's been, even as a fan watching from the outside, it's been cool and inspiring for sure. Well, as you even look back at the season too, just from a winning standpoint and understanding, because you've won a Super Bowl, at what point did you think, okay, this team is a Super Bowl caliber team? And then did that waver at any point, or have you kind of thought that throughout the season? And maybe what was that turning point where you realized that?
Well, you know, I think the process to, you know, to get to this point starts all the way back in April.
Yeah.
You know, we always felt really confident in, you know, the players that we had and the personnel and the coaching and things like that, the scheme. So, you know, we always felt like we could do it. And, you know, it was one of those things where, you know, we, you know, we're able to just kind of continue to put the pieces together and mold it together as the season went on. So, you know, I think, you know, as a competitor, as an athlete, you always feel like you're the best. You always feel like your team's the best. And so, you know, we expect to be in these positions, but at the same time, it's still unexpected, you know, because, you know, you just don't know what's going to happen. But, you know, you expect to be the best and you expect to play the best for sure.
And even as you compare the Seattle team that you were a part of that won a Super Bowl, are there similarities, differences that just kind of translate to a Super Bowl caliber team? And what are some of those things?
No, absolutely. I mean, really strong defenses. I mean, you look at our defense here, the past five games, we've given up 10 points. You know, same thing in Seattle. We had one of the best defenses, you know, in NFL history, a top five or 10 in NFL history. And so, you know, you look at those similarities. Obviously, you look at the run game, offensive line. You know, in Seattle, we had a great one that year, and this year we do too as well. And so, you know, you just look at those types of things, playing good defense, running the ball. You know, obviously, you got to have a great quarterback that can throw it and players all around. But, you know, that's really the success that I see, you know, from both teams when I was on Seattle and this team as well.
Absolutely. Chris Maragos, our guest right now on Unpacking It, safety, special teams ace for the Philadelphia Eagles. And Chris, we got to talk about just kind of your story from this season. You went on injured reserve in October with a knee injury. So first off, how are you feeling and how has the healing process been going for you?
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot better. You know, I mean, it's a slow recovery process. It's a 9 to 12 month injury, but you know, it's something I'm feeling really good. I'm about 2.5 months out right now, and my knee's starting to feel really, really great. It's getting strong. You know, my rehab's going really well. I'm ahead of schedule. So, you know, all of those are really positive, and I feel really grateful and thankful to be, you know, in this position and you know, to be getting my health back. And so, you know, just trying to put my best foot forward every day and just get ready for next season.
Yeah, well, so that's kind of the personal perspective. And then at the same time, your team keeps on winning. They're going to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
You're a part of things and you're on the sideline. And I saw you on TV on Sunday on the sideline cheering on your guys and being a part of it. But take us into what that's like being on injured reserve and being connected yet disconnected, a part of it yet not a part of it. What is that like and how has that experience been for you?
Yeah, it's different just because, you know, when you've been playing your whole life, you know, you're on the sidelines, you're in the thick of it, you're physically out there with your teammates and the guys on your team and things like that. So it's really different when it comes to that aspect of it. But But it's been a blessing this year. You know what I mean? You know, I just look at the role God has me in and where he's placed me. And, you know, I just feel like he hasn't made any mistakes by, you know, the situation that I've been placed in. You know, this is exactly where I need to be. This is exactly the role that I need to be playing for my team. You know, although I'd like to be out there playing, that's just the way he's had it. And, you know, I just got to continue to trust that process.
Well, and what has that role looked like? And how has that kind of maybe leadership role taken over and just being there for the guys, having that support role?
Yeah, you know, I think you just try to pour into guys. I think spiritually you just try to, you know, show them the highs and the lows. You know, I think, you know, guys really see Jesus in your life a lot more when you talk about your struggles and how he's helping you through it, you know, rather than just saying everything's all great, God's good, and which he is, but, you know, really, really able to, you know, give guys the opportunity to dive into your life and to see it for what it is and things like that. And, you know, also too, for me with guys, you know, just looking at the opportunity to lead guys and to show them the way. You know, I mean, if I can't be out there physically, I can help them out mentally. And you know, that's kind of a way for me to be out on the field and, you know, contribute. So, so that's where I look at it, and it's been good for sure.
Chris Maragos, our guest right now on Unpacking It from the Philadelphia Eagles. We're going to take a quick break, but plenty more with Chris Maragos right after this. You're listening to Unpacking It, presented by Charlotte Dentistry on 730 The Game, ESPN Charlotte, and unpackingit.com.
This is Dr. Armstrong for Charlotte Dentistry's Dental Minute. Your dental health can affect your entire body. Louis Grizzard was a legendary American humorist. He had a column in the Atlanta Journal and sold millions of books. Grizzard died at the age of 47, way too young, from problems with his heart valves. Problems that some medical professionals have suggested may have been caused by not taking care of his teeth. Infection and inflammation in his mouth migrated to his heart, causing it to be damaged. Grizzard's case is extreme, but it drives home an important point. How you take care of your mouth can have a big impact on your entire body. The good news is that you can avoid much of this with simple practicing of good oral hygiene. Brush and floss regularly, eat healthy, schedule regular checkups, and if you have a dental problem, get it treated. You're not only doing your teeth a favor, you're helping your whole body. You can visit our website, charlottedentistry.com, to find answers to all your dental questions. I'm Dr. Armstrong with your Dental Minute.
More sports, faith, and life right after this on Unpacking It.
Hi, this is Charlie Sternberg, and I'm a proud supporter of Unpacking It Ministries. I'm also an independent insurance agent here in Charlotte that prides myself on helping Unpacking It listeners obtain ultra-low rates for their home, auto, and business insurance. It would be an honor for me to serve you and your family or business. Visit my website at insurewithcharlie.com. That's I-N-S-U-R-E with charlie.com, and call me today.
Welcome back to the show that unpacks the lives of guests from the sports and entertainment world. Here is Bryce Johnson.
This is Unpacking It, presented by Charlotte Dentistry on 730 The Game, ESPN Charlotte. We're a show about sports, faith, and life. Check out our website, unpackingit.com, and be sure to subscribe to our email devotional and our podcast. We're in the middle of a conversation with Chris Maragos from the Philadelphia Eagles, and we'll get back to him in just a moment. But before that, let me ask you this. Have you been looking for a better health insurance option? Well, my buddy Kyle Romanat can help you navigate the craziness of health insurance and find the plan that fits your family the best. Go to healthmarketgenius.com. That's healthmarketgenius.com to check out ways he can help. Now, let's jump back into our interview with Chris Maragos. And just for you personally, how has your faith grown, and what have been some of the challenging elements that you've kind of worked through as you faced this injury and going through this season?
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, you know, you're getting stretched and pulled and a lot of, you know, different ways, you know, to be molded and how God's forming me, you know, at this time. And, you know, it's interesting. You know, I think as an athlete, you're so used to doing things on your own, and you know, you're really good at problem solving and figuring things out. You're making checks and adjustments at half times, and, you know, all throughout your career, you're always, you know, trying to find ways to continue to evolve your game and things like that. So, it's been a good time for me to just rest in who God is, and, in his strength and not my own strength. And, you know, he's really drawn me closer, you know, on an intimate level with him, you know, as I, you know, work through the injury and, you know, the difficulties of it. And, you know, but he's seen me through it, and it's been a great process. I'm thankful for it. That's for sure.
Oh, that's neat. And I was even thinking, just, you know, you've been pouring into these guys and the ones that are still active and playing. Have you also felt like the brotherhood has been key for you, where they've been supportive of you while you're going through the injury? How has that dynamic been?
No, it's been great. I mean, I feel like they've been giving more to me than what I've been giving to them.
Wow.
And that's been the biggest blessing of it all. And, you know, we got, you know, a couple of my buddies who are on IR, and, you know, they're constantly giving me verses, and they're speaking life into me, and they're continuing to, you know, uplift me and encourage and those types of things. And so it's really, really important to have those guys around, and it's been really, really beneficial, and I'm really thankful that I have. And for that, I'm really grateful to have their friendship and, you know, the brotherhood of the Lord too, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I think that's what's been neat too, just hearing all the stories coming out from Philadelphia, just with guys like you that are, you know, living their faith out, very outspoken about their faith, and seems like stories are constantly being written and spoken about. And so as you kind of look at this team and the makeup and some of these key leaders like yourself that are walking with the Lord and you know, sharing it with fans and all that sort of thing, what have you kind of noticed just about that? And I even think back to your time in Seattle, because it was so similar there as well when you guys were making your run to the Super Bowl. So I don't know. I'm just curious, just kind of some of your thoughts and takeaways just from both experiences and how you've seen God work just through the lives of outspoken players that want to talk about their faith.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you know, it's cool. You know, guys, obviously, you know, the Lord is the most important thing in all of our lives, and football is a big deal. And there's a lot of other things that really are big deals too. But, you know, for us, you know, God has given us the opportunity to have this ability to play and to use it, right? And no matter what ability he's given any one of us, whether it's a football player or a nurse or a doctor or, you know, a street sweeper or whatever it might be, he's given us something to steward over, and he's given us something to be faithful with. And, you know, for us, you know, to say, hey, listen, let's use whatever we have for his glory, and for whatever reason, and he's given us a big platform during this time with the Super Bowl and as professional athletes. And for us, we just want to make sure that we're just being faithful. And, you know, faithfulness isn't the size of, you know, the platform that he's given you. It's being, you know, faithful within, you know, what he's given you, no matter how big it is, you know? And so many people see success as and faithfulness, you know, in the big things that are, you know, whatever those might be. But I mean, really, the Lord just looks at the heart and looks at the success of just being faithful with what he's given you. That's really what it's measured by. And so for us, you know, we just want to be faithful with what he's given us and you know, use that to tell people about what's really important in our lives.
Amen. I love it. Chris Maragos, safety, special teams guy with the Philadelphia Eagles, joining us here on Unpacking It as he's gearing up for a big Super Bowl trip, of course, playing against the New England Patriots. And even just continuing that thought that you were just saying, I think the picture that you posted on Twitter where you're with your family and just soaking in the moment. And it's again, those little opportunities where you're just being a dad and a husband, and that's what's most important to you. Yet all around you is confetti and the fans going crazy, the team's going back to the Super Bowl, all that sort of thing. And so I see that special moment just from on the outside looking in and go, wow, that's special. That's really neat. But what was your takeaway from that kind of experience with your three kids all around you and your wife?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's special because they're the ones who walk with you through everything that the NFL throws at you, everything that football, everything that life throws at you. And so, you know, to have those fruitful moments, you know, so many people, they just see those types of pictures and they go, oh man, everything's perfect. Or, oh man, look at how great that is. And yeah, that is true. Those are great things. And those are moments that are so special, but there's a lot of tough, hard things that you work through and you deal with too along the way. And so, you know, to have your family who literally is with you all the time and is working with you and, you know, helping you through, you know, all those moments to help you reach those pinnacles and those fruitful, successful moments like those that you see in those pictures. You know, to spend that with them and to have them to be a part of that is really the most rewarding and special thing that you could really ask for. And you know, I'm grateful to have them and you know, everything that they mean for my life and the help that they've got me to get to that point, for sure.
And really the reality is, whether you guys had just won that game or not, that picture is awesome just with what it is. It's you and your family together. And then the other stuff is kind of a bonus, but that's a neat perspective from Chris Maragos. And so in speaking just about your family, so you're a dad of three. How are things going? What's kind of the latest with them, and how aware are they of what's going on with the Eagles?
Well, I'm losing more hair every minute of the day with these three kids. they keep me busy, that's for sure. So I got a six-year-old boy, a 4-year-old boy, and a newborn daughter. So, so they keep me busy. They're a lot of fun. My two boys are all about the Eagles. They're huge football fans. My oldest is like the statistician. He knows every score to every game and the matchups and everything. So it's fun, you know, just having them and having the opportunity to have them, you know, be a part of this is really a special thing and a ton of fun.
Definitely. No, it's great. All right. So we got to talk about the fans for a second, because I've got family that lives in Philadelphia. My dad's from Philly. And so I'm always getting the texts and all the trash talk and everything from my uncles and cousins and everything. But tell me what your perspective has been of the Eagles fans and maybe what the misconceptions are for the rest of the country that's wondering, okay, for the Super Bowl, am I going to root for the Eagles? Oh, but the fans, they're so annoying. Or do I root for New England? And of course, all that comes with rooting for the team that always wins. So what do you think of that?
Yeah, you know, you got to root for the Eagles. I mean, you know, we got fans that are passionate and they're hungry for a Super Bowl win. And you know, Philadelphia is, you know, the type of town, they're just blue collar type people. And you know, they're just very passionate people. You know, they put their heart and soul in everything that they do. And you know, you see that by the way they cheer for their team, and that's what gives us a lot of our strength in those times too, is, you know, having them, you know, and you know, the type of mentality that they, you know, bring us from, you know, the passion and commitment, you know, we as players, you know, we feed off of that, and, you know, makes us just as passionate and committed as they are, for sure.
No question. Well, Chris, man, we'll be watching, of course, and pulling for, at least I'll be pulling for the Eagles. And I'm pulling for you to get back healthy. And so I wish you the best with rehab and all that goes into that physically, but also just mentally and spiritually, and trust that God will continue just to strengthen you and reveal a lot to you. And so just appreciate your witness and for your willingness to join us here on Unpacking It today.
Thanks, Bryce. Appreciate it, man. It's always great talking with you.
All right. Well, thanks, man. There's Chris Maragos. This is Unpacking It, presented by Charlotte Dentistry. Up next, we'll do our final segment, Unpack This, right here on 730 The Game, ESPN Charlotte.
Revealing and authentic conversations with athletes, coaches, and broadcasters. More Unpacking It is next.
Auto insurance is confusing and your rates are always going up. Do you have an independent insurance agent shopping your rates? If not, call me today. My name is Charlie Sternberg and I am an independent insurance agent here in Charlotte. I've helped hundreds of clients just like you lower their auto insurance rates by shopping over 15 different carriers for free. Visit me at insurewithcharlie.com. That's insurewithcharlie.com, and call me today.
More sports, faith, and life right after this on Unpacking It.
Hey, guys, it's Bryce Johnson, and I hope you'll join me on February 3rd for the Super Saturday Man Breakfast at Steel Creek Church in Charlotte. It will be a morning of food, fellowship, and football. I'll be interviewing a few former NFL players, and we'll unpack faith, football, and life with them. We'll have some sports trivia and prizes and just a ton of fun. You can find out more at unpackingit.com/Super Saturday. That's unpackingit.com/Super Saturday. And I hope to meet you on February 3rd.
This is Clint Hudson coming to you from the Pro Bowl in sunny Orlando, Florida, with this week's 12th Man Minute. The annual NFL Pro Bowl features the best of the best of players from across the NFL. The players featured in this NFL All-Star Game were voted on by their teammates, coaches, and fans from across the league. Imagine your coworkers, boss, friends, and family coming together and voting you the best at what you do. It would be an amazing honor to receive that type of recognition, but the teachings of Jesus say that our identities are not found in our trophy case. Instead, our identity is found in Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Galatians 3, 27 and 28 that for all who were baptized into Christ have now been clothed with Christ Jesus. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, slave nor free, male or female, for all of you are now one in Christ Jesus. That means that when God looks at us, he doesn't see our trophy case or our rap sheet, but instead he sees Jesus. Our identity is in more than what we do because our identity is in Christ. If you would like some more information on how you could support or become involved in 12th Man Ministries, please visit 12thmanministries.org. That's 12thmanministries.org. And remember, who you are is more than what you do.
Sharing the personal side of sports, this is Unpacking It on 730 The Game, ESPN Charlotte.
I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Chris Maragos from the Philadelphia Eagles. And if you missed any part of it, check out our podcast on unpackingit.com or in iTunes. Thanks so much for listening to Unpacking It today. It's time for our final segment. We call it Unpack This, and you can subscribe to the email version of Unpack This on our website. Just go to unpackingit.com so that you can receive the devotional in your inbox each weekday. But right now, I want to unpack the announcement this week that Chipper Jones is going into the Hall of Fame. And so he's one of those great personalities from baseball. And so really cool to see him get in. And ESPN.com wrote an article with the headline, "There's Only One Chipper Jones. 10 things that make number 10 special from those who know him best." So they asked his former manager, agent, and his teammates to contribute to the list. And the number 9 item on the list stood out to me, where they explained how he was a man of the people. So former teammate David Ross said, "He made you feel as if you were on his level. That made it easy to be his teammate and fun to be around. He never put himself up on a pedestal, which I always respected. He didn't talk down to anybody. He would go to team dinners. A lot of time, you don't see the superstar doing that stuff. He was always in the mix." So Ross's perspective is worth contemplating as we evaluate how others feel around us. Although most of us aren't famous baseball players, we do have positions at work or even status in society that can lead to separation or appearing elevated. This can cause us to think that we're better or more important than others and prevent them from feeling as if they were on our level. If we aren't careful, we can show favoritism toward those we deem worthy of our attention and then disregard or mistreat others who aren't on our level. But the Bible discusses the sin of partiality and favoritism as James writes, "My fellow believers, do not practice your faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ with an attitude of partiality toward people. Show no favoritism, no prejudice, no snobbery." If we desire to follow Jesus and be more like him, we must be aware of how we treat others. We need to ask ourselves if we are holding back love and kindness because of our view of them. But in view of God's love and grace toward us, we should humbly love others. Today, let's choose to be in the mix by getting off the pedestal we foolishly place ourselves on. I hope you're willing to unpack that. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you'll stay connected with us throughout the week on social media and on unpackingit.com. If you have any thoughts about today's show, shoot me an email, bryce@unpackingit.com. Be sure to sign up for Super Saturday Man Breakfast. Just go to unpackingit.com/Super Saturday. Until next time, I'm Bryce Johnson, and I'm a sports fan who follows Jesus, and I hope that you'll join me as we live life as sports fans who follow Jesus together. Have a wonderful week. This has been Unpacking It, presented by Charlotte Dentistry on 730 The Game, ESPN Charlotte.